Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. Today we're going to be dealing with chapter number 8, which is dealing with the enemy's strategy. The objectives are this: upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to write the key verses from memory. You're going to be able to summarize the strategy of the enemy in relation to God. You'll be able to summarize the strategy of the enemy in relation to the nations. You're going to be able to summarize the strategy of the enemy in relation to unbelievers. And finally, you're going to be able to summarize the strategy of the enemy in relation to believers. Our key verse today is from the Articles of War, and it is found in 1 Peter 5:8-9. And it says this: "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." Introduction. This lesson presents an overview of the general strategies of our enemy, Satan. In the next lesson, you'll be given an overview of the battle plan of God, and in later lessons, after you have been armed with your spiritual weapons, you'll be given more specific counter strategies to overcome all the evil plans of the enemy. But first, you need to understand the general strategy of the enemy in relation to God, the nations, unbelievers, and believers. The enemy and God. Satan's original sin was that he wanted to be like God, so his present power and activities are directed primarily against God, and all of the other activities in his very nature are viewed as stemming from his original rebellious ambition. For example, Satan's attack on the first man and woman, which were Adam and Eve, were really an attack on the character and control of God. We find that in Genesis 3, 1-5. And Satan also induced Cain to murder Abel in opposition to God, which is 1 John 3, 10-12. You could study every attack that Satan recorded in Scripture, and you'll discover that it's actually an attack on God and his activities and his nature. Satan is in direct opposition to God in every activity and quality of nature. For example, God is love, whereas Satan is hateful and promotes hatred, according to 1 John 3:7-15. God is life and creates life, while Satan promotes death and destruction, Hebrews 2:14. Satan not only opposes God in his nature, but he also opposes God's program. He denies the existence of God. We find that in Psalms 14, 1-3. And he promotes lies, according to Ephesians 2:2 and 2 Thessalonians 2:8-11. And is behind false religions, the occult and cults with their false doctrines and practices. Satan's religious system results in false teachers, false prophets, and Christs. And you will study more about this later as you study the spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, Satan will reach the climax of his rebellion against God and his plans during the time of the final battle, which is discussed in the last chapter of this course. So despite these evil strategies, Satan and his hosts of demonic powers are no threat to our Almighty God. The enemy and the nations. Satan is called the god of this world, which means men who are not believers and demonic angels, 2 Corinthians 4:4. He offered the nations to Jesus during the temptation of Christ, our Lord, and he did not dispute the legitimacy of the offer. He simply refused to rebel against God in submitting to Satan's way of obtaining the rule, Matthew 4:8-10. So, Satan uses demons to influence and deceive nations, leading the leaders and people astray from God. This is why there are cruel dictators and ungodly political systems in many nations. It also accounts for the wars and divisions between the nations. Satan especially influences leaders against the church and God's chosen people, Israel. He also works through governments to hinder the spread of the gospel. for 1,000 years, according to Revelation 23. Upon his release, he will deceive the nations one last time to assemble them against Jerusalem and God, according to Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 through 10. In the end, every kingdom of earth and the kingdom of Satan will become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The enemy and unbelievers. The enemy has a very powerful strategy operating against believers. He blinds their minds to the gospel, according to 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 through 4. And he snatches away the truth of the gospel when they do hear it, so that no response will occur, Luke 8, 12. As a result, the gospel sounds foolish and irrelevant to those who are lost, 1 Corinthians 1, 18. Satan also snares many unbelievers in false religions, according to 1 Timothy 4, 1-3, and he leads them to walk according to the course of the world, which is the philosophy of the age. That philosophy may vary from generation and to generation and culture to culture, but it's always creature-centered and creature-promoting rather than God-centered. Satan is constantly sowing seeds of rebellion, which is sin, in the hearts and the minds of unbelievers. One of the purposes of the Holy Spirit is to war against Satan for the souls of unbelievers. The Holy Spirit works to convict men and women of their sinful rebelliousness against God. John 16, 7 through 11. The enemy and believers. So when you accept Jesus Christ as Savior, it certainly does not mean that the battle is over. You have won one major confrontation when you are saved, but in reality, your intense struggle has only begun. You will learn many specific strategies of Satan as you continue to study this course, and we are armed with spiritual weapons and mobilized to enter enemy territory. But all of these attacks can be summarized in four major areas. In the life of the believer, Satan attacks, first off, the Word of God. Satan will use you to question the Word of God and will add to take them from and to distort the Scriptures. Remember that this has happened in the very first temptation of Eve. This is why it's important for you to study and understand God's Word so you'll not be deceived by these attacks. The second is the worship of God. Satan's original rebellion involves his desire to be worshipped, so he especially targets the worship of his believers. He will also try to prevent you from worshipping or lead you into a false or fleshly worship. Another way is through your walk with God. Satan attacks your personal walk with God. He accuses and slanders you, tempts you to engage in the works of the flesh, to be occupied with the world, and to rely upon your own human wisdom and strength. If Satan can win territory in your personal walk with God, it will make it easier for him to defeat you in the next area, which is your work for God. Satan also attacks your work for God. He will try to deter you from accomplishing God's will by persecution, disaster, discouragement, prayerlessness, and busy involvement with the cares of the world. Satan also tries to affect your work for God by infiltrating the church with false teachers and disciples. 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 15, 2 Peter 2, 1 through 19, and then Matthew 13, 38 through 39. So while God sows good seed through your ministry, the enemy sows tares, which are the sons of the wicked one. He promotes division within the body of Christ, trying to affect the work of God and his purpose in your life and ministry. So what can we do? Satan's strategies are certainly varied and powerful as he works against God, the nations, unbelievers, and believers. Having spent the last four lessons studying the enemy, the spiritual forces of evil, enemy territory, and strategy, you may be a bit overwhelmed at this point, but you will learn in the next chapter that God has a battle plan far greater and more powerful than any scheme of the enemy. You're now ready to study the plan and be armed with your spiritual weapons and mobilized for battle. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.